Well, tonight, we're going to go completely different. This morning, we talked about what we need to look at as far as nature goes and how it actually will take, and we need to be together and how we need to come together. But tonight, I want to talk about the more, I guess it's the worldly look at it, the me first look at it. Well, we can see in several, or in a couple different places, especially in Luke 9, verses 57 through 62, that Jesus is asking people to follow him, but they want to do what they want to do first. And we can see, like I said, in Luke 9, 57 through 62, Jesus was going around picking people to follow him, and he said, and starting at verse 57, it says, "As they were going along the road, someone said to him, 'I will follow you wherever you go.' And Jesus said to him, 'The foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head.' And he said to another, 'Follow me.' But he said, 'Lord, permit me first go and bury my father.' But he said to him, 'Allow the dead to bury their own dead, but as for you, go and proclaim everywhere the kingdom of God.' Another also said, 'I will follow you, Lord, but first permit me to go say goodbye to those at home.' But Jesus said to him, 'No one, after putting his head to the plow, or putting his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God.'" So we can see that God wants us to take and follow him. He doesn't want us to worry about going backwards. He doesn't want us to look back in our past. He's not saying run away from your family, but he wants you to follow him and put your heart into him and worry about him more than you have to worry about your normal life. If he asks you to do something, do it, is what he's saying. He doesn't want you to take and "I want you to go follow me," and then turn around and you got to go bury your father, or take, and as the last one is, go tell everybody bye that you're leaving. He wanted them to follow him. He wanted them to be ready to go when he asked you to go. And like I said, the me first or thinking actually goes completely against what Jesus wants us to do, because when you start putting "I'm number one" in your heart, then we know that that puts you at the bottom of the list, because you're not looking towards the Heavenly Father. You're not looking to help other people. If you're worried about what your number one is, then you are taking and putting everybody else behind you, and you'll do whatever you can to keep yourself first. And we see that a lot in business today. People will take and they want to, "Well, I figured out how to do this in front of people," and then if somebody else comes up with an idea that's better than theirs, they'll try and cut them down to keep them from getting up to their point, getting up and helping themselves out as well. And that me first mentality doesn't go along with what Jesus wants us to do. Jesus wants us to help others. He wants us to be around in our attendance. He wants us to be at church, to fellowship with one another, to help each other out the best we can, and to help our enemies as well. For some of us, that's hard. Who wants to take and help your enemy? Who wants to take and be nice to somebody who's calling you bad names, or somebody who's treating you wrong? But that's what God expects. He expects us to be a better person after we become his child than what we were before we were his child. To strive to be that better person like Jesus did, to bring his commandments out to others as well. And then as far as going along with the attendance, we can actually see in Acts 2 and verse 42 that what Jesus is talking about as far as being our attendance. It says, "They are continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teachings and to the fellowship and to the breaking of bread and prayer." He wants us to be more worried and to spend time together to help each other out. Because we know that if we're here, that we have more we have better. We feel better. I know I do. I know coming here, a lot of times all I've got to do is to see somebody's face. And if today it may be Nona's, tomorrow it may be Jim's, it may be Sarah's. But that face completely makes my week. I mean, for some people, just being in this building, stopping by through the middle of the week can give you that uplift that you need to get through. When I was working at Bristol, I would take and get into biblical discussions with the guys that I worked with. And I have to admit, I would get so confused because I knew what I was saying, and then they had the belief that it was everybody was right. There was no wrong answer when it came to the Bible. Yeah, I know the looks. That's what I used to feel. But they would want to have a biblical discussion, whereas everybody was correct in their assumptions. Everyone was correct in what they believed. And I would get done talking to them, and I would walk out, and I'd have to go up to Histo. I'd open the door and say, "Hey, Neil. Neil Kemp, who preached here." Talk to Neil, and it cleared right back up. There was no question. I knew what I was saying was right. But people can twist it just enough, use just enough doctrine, that if we're not together, if we're not relying on each other, that we will take and stumble. Because when you try to go that you can do it on your own, the me first, or me, I can do it, it's all me. Once you get to that, if you ever get to the point that you're saying it's all me and not God, then you're in trouble. You're going down the wrong path. Whereas with God, we know that He is there with His Spirit. He is helping us make these life decisions and make the right life decisions. If we're not making the decisions according to what God wants us to do, then we're in serious trouble. And like I said, that also, I've kind of covered it earlier, but we need to remember to be in service to each other, to be in service to help one another in no matter what, if we can. I mean, if at all possible, do your best to help out someone else, because it does make a difference. Whether or not it's sitting and listening, whether it's sometimes just hearing somebody else's voice on the other end of a phone, seeing them, it can make a difference in their day. It can make a difference in your day. And a lot of times we just need to remember that that's all it takes. Sometimes it's just the point of being there for someone else at the right time, at the right moment, can keep them from doing something that they really didn't want to do in the beginning, but that could really cause them problems in the end. I know there's a country song, and they could actually, gentleman's talking about this bum kept following him around, and he was going out across he was going up on this bridge, and he had it in his head. He was going up on the bridge. He had all he could take from life. He wasn't going to take it anymore. He's going to kill himself. And this bum kept following him, and he looked back, and the guy kept following him. He said, "Here," and he handed him whatever money he had in his pocket. He said, "Do you need this more than I do?" And he said, "I used to be like you," he said, "but I changed my mind." And right then and there, the gentleman realized what he was doing was wrong. That he wasn't, this man was in the same boat. He was happier being this bum on the street than he was being the Wall Street tycoon chasing all these dreams that never end. And sometimes we need to realize that, yes, we have our desires. We have things that we want. But to be a child of God and to have that, Him taking care of us, is what we need. You can want all you want, everything you can in the world. Do you want a $100,000 vehicle? I don't know what I would do with one. But that's the point. You can have wants. You can have desires that you want in your life. But you need to be happy and to be satisfied with where you're at in life, what God has given you, and realize that He is going to help you through. He will give you an the way out of any problems that you have. You just have to look for it, and you have to rely on God and have faith in God and realize that the Spirit is there to help you. Because without the Spirit, you're lost. And we all know that. And we know that Jesus didn't believe in the me first example, because if He did, He wouldn't have come to earth. And He wouldn't have went to the cross. If Jesus believed in me first, then He would have come down here and He would have set up an earthly kingdom. And He would have put Himself in charge and not took and come to this earth as a human and to suffer everything that He suffered in His life so that we would have the gift that we have. And He wouldn't have done it if He was thinking me first. Because you know, with the power that Jesus had, He could have come down here, snapped His fingers, had an instant building made of a huge kingdom, golden streets, just everything you can imagine here on this earth. But He came to this earth with a different mindset. Not me first, but God first. And that makes a big difference. Once you start looking that God is first in your life, and that God is the one that you need to be looking towards as your example and to follow, then things will be better for you, definitely better for your family. Because when you're looking at me first, then you're chasing everything else. You're chasing the next big thing, whatever that next big thing is, whether it's a iPhone 10, or if it's a 2019 car, or if it's whatever that next big thing is that everybody else is saying is the thing to have. You're more worried about chasing that than worried about spending time teaching your family about God, being a child of God. So that's something that the me first generation or thinking definitely gets you away from. And I covered everything that I have in my notes in about 10 minutes. But just as I said, we do need to remember that God, the me first generation, the me first thinking, that once, if we ever get to that point, then we're falling away from God. We're not following God, we're falling away. Because once you start putting yourself first, then you're not putting God first. And by putting God first, then you're helping yourself grow, you're helping your friends, your neighbors, and helping others to realize that you don't have to have this huge house, this brand new car, you don't have to have the brand new phones, whatever it is, you don't have to have that to be happy. We know that with Christ in your life, you can be extremely happy and not have million-dollar rings on your fingers and, as they say, rings on my fingers and bells on my toes. But you don't need that. With God in our life, all we need is Him. He will give us the benefit or His blessings. He is going to help us out throughout our lives. Yes, we need to work. Not saying that we can sit around on our duffs and go, well, God, give me what you want. It doesn't work that way. God will give us the chances. You can see that in several different ways throughout people's lives. There's different times in their lives that God has blessed them, and at the time you don't think about it. I mean, my employment situation, I've always said, the reason I ended up at Bristol was because of God. Didn't think about it at the time, but I did. Afterwards, I did. It took me years to figure out that these blessings or some of the blessings that, or some of the things I asked for that I didn't get, I didn't need. I may have wanted them, but God was taking care of me by not giving them to me. And that's something that as the me first, if you're going with that me first, you don't realize. And at the time, I know I didn't realize that what I was doing, wanting, was not good for me. I was just wanting what I guess you could say felt good, or what I thought I needed at that time. So this lesson was a little shorter tonight, but I hope it was insightful to others. It helped, will help you out. I know that in a little bit of study, with the studying that I did on it, it definitely helped me see things in a different perspective. So at this time, if anyone needs anything from the church, needs prayers of the church,